综合模拟演练七，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. You can change planes in either Chicago or Denver.
You mean there's no direct flight from New York to Phoenix?
Text 2.
I worked for 4 hours on this homework and still only half finished.
Why don't you give up? You could work another 4 hours and may finish it, but you would be too tired to go to class tomorrow. Text 3.
The copying machine is broken again. I'll call for the service.
It's only junk. Just remove the paper stuck in it. I'll show you. Text 4.
Mr. Smith is fluent in Italian, and he's beginning to study German.
He also knows a little Japanese and French. Text 5. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I have a table for two under the name of Black.
Yes, sir. Would you come this way? Will this table do for you?
That'll be fine.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后，有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料回答第六七题。
Now, Beth, did you see the accident clearly?
Oh, yes.I was standing outside the bank, and I saw it all quite clearly.
Do you know what time it was?
Yes, I checked my watch. It was 2:45 exactly.
Good. Now, how fast was the truck moving?
Well, quite slowly, about 10 miles an hour. It was coming up York Road. I suppose the truck driver knew the lights were going to change.But they were still red when he went through them.
I see. What about the car? Was it also driving slowly?
It was coming along Union Street, about 30 miles per hour. It was a blue Toyota. The driver stopped his car when he saw the truck crossing the street.
Did you see what color the traffic light was?
Yes, it changed to yellow just before he crossed it.
Now, Beth.Did you see the accident clearly?
Oh, yes. I was standing outside the bank, and I saw it all quite clearly.
Do you know what time it was?
Yes, I checked my watch. It was 2:45 exactly.
Good. Now, how fast was the truck moving?
Well, quite slowly, about 10 miles an hour. It was coming up York Road. I suppose the truck driver knew the lights were going to change, but they were still red when he went through them.
I see. What about the car? Was it also driving slowly?
It was coming along Union Street, about 30 miles per hour. It was a blue Toyota. The driver stopped his car when he saw the truck crossing the street.
Did you see what color the traffic light was?
Yes, it changed to yellow just before he crossed it. Are you free this afternoon, dear?
Yes, I am.
Let's go and do some shopping downtown this afternoon.
All right.
Then let's set out after lunch.
But I think I should draw some money from the bank first because we don't have enough money now.
Why don't you go to the bank right now since you have nothing to do at home?
All right. You prepare lunch at home and I'll go to the bank. Good idea.
Please draw a lot of money as I have a lot of things to buy.
I will.
Are you free this afternoon, dear?
Yes, I am.
Let's go and do some shopping downtown this afternoon.
All right.
Then let's set out after lunch.
But I think I should draw some money from the bank first because we don't have enough money now.
Why don't you go to the bank right now since you have nothing to do at home?
All right. You prepare lunch at home and I'll go to the bank. Good idea.
Please draw a lot of money as I have a lot of things to buy.
I will.
Hi, Tim. Come in. As you know, I'm meeting with all the students to talk about their class research projects. Can you tell me what you're planning to write about?
Yes. At this point, I'm thinking about the Indian civilization in the Southeast Desert States. When I traveled there last summer, I got really interested in these people, and I found some good sources of information about them. Maybe I will focus on why their civilization suddenly ended in about the year 1400.
That sounds very interesting, and it looks like you've got a good start.
Yes, I think I'm okay.
Good. If you need any help, come in and let's talk about it. Hi, Tim. Come in. As you know, I'm meeting with all the students to talk about their class research projects. Can you tell me what you're planning to write about?
Yes. At this point, I'm thinking about the Indian civilization in the Southeast Desert States. When I traveled there last summer, I got really interested in these people, and I found some good sources of information about them. Maybe I will focus on why their civilization suddenly ended in about the year 1400.
That sounds very interesting. And it looks like you've got a good start.
Yes, I think I'm okay.
Good. If you need any help, come in and let's talk about it. Clinic, can I help you?
Good afternoon. This is Frank Stone. I want to make an appointment with Dr. Milton, please.
Yes, of course, Mr. Stone. We have you on our records. Can you manage this afternoon?
I'm afraid not. I can manage tomorrow.
I'm afraid Dr. Milton's not on duty tomorrow. He'll be here the day after tomorrow. That's Thursday, March 27th.
Fine.
Will 5:30 be all right?
Well, yes. But what time is the clinic closed?
We start from 9 o'clock a.m. and close at 7 o'clock p.m. on weekdays. We don't work at the weekend.
I prefer a later time so that I can come along after work.
Then what about 6:15?
Well, that's fine.
Clinic, can I help you?
Good afternoon. This is Frank Stone. I want to make an appointment with Dr. Milton, please.
Yes, of course, Mr. Stone. We have you on our records. Can you manage this afternoon?
I'm afraid not. I can manage tomorrow.
I'm afraid Dr. Milton's not on duty tomorrow. He'll be here the day after tomorrow. That's Thursday, March 27th.
Fine.
Will 5:30 be all right?
Well, yes. But what time is the clinic closed?
We start from 9 o'clock a.m. and close at 7 o'clock p.m. on weekdays. We don't work at the weekend.
I prefer a later time so that I can come along after work.
Then what about 6:15?
Well, that's fine.
听第十段材料，回答第18至20题。
Someday while you're surfing around on the World Wide Web, you might enjoy stopping at a very interesting site.The site is titled A Day's Journey, but it is a life's journey of the author, Debbie Day, and her remarkable family. Mrs. Day tells about the important things in her life. She credits her husband, Bruce, for his support. Together, they have brought 6 children into the world. However, they decided to expand their family further. They've adopted 2 kids and are legal guardians of another.These are children with special needs that the couple has eagerly met. Mr. and Mrs. Day are homeschooling their 4 youngest children. One of them, their 9-year-old daughter, has her own award-winning website. It is inspiring to read about parents who have given so much love and hard work and feel so rewarded by the success and happiness of their children. Another strength of this site is the large collection of links that reflect the author's interests and experiences. She's recommended many great places to visit on the web.
Someday, while you're surfing around on the World Wide Web, you might enjoy stopping at a very interesting site. The site is titled A Day's Journey, but it is a life's journey of the author, Debbie Day, and her remarkable family.Mrs. Day tells about the important things in her life. She credits her husband, Bruce, for his support. Together, they have brought 6 children into the world. However, they decided to expand their family further. They've adopted 2 kids and are legal guardians of another. These are children with special needs that the couple has eagerly met. Mr. and Mrs. Day,are homeschooling their 4 youngest children. One of them, their 9-year-old daughter, has her own award-winning website. It is inspiring to read about parents who have given so much love and hard work and feel so rewarded by the success and happiness of their children. Another strength of this site is the large collection of links that reflects the author's interests and experiences. She has recommended many great places to visit on the web.